Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Dr. Vanessa Salerno from RISE Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Toronto. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a quick chat before we started to roll. We got to know a little bit about each other, similar kind of backgrounds in terms of the fact that we both played varsity sports in university. But what got you into the world of chiropractic medicine?
Yeah, so when I played for the provincial level at soccer, our team doctors were all chiropractors. I had some pretty rough injuries. I blew both ACLs, and our team chiro was the one to tell me in a game to not play because I was injured. I went totally against his wishes, and I played and tore my ACL. So I always had this weird relationship with chiropractors because that changed the trajectory of my career. I always wanted to be a doctor since I was a baby. It was always like stethoscopes and just like always trying to help people. I live Italian family, so everyone's always giving and helping others. And I was trying when I went to Kent State for soccer. And then I was doing studying for my MCATs, doing all my pre-med courses. And in the summers, I was able to come home and shadow a thoracic surgeon at Sunnybrook. So I got to shadow every single job at a hospital. So one day it would be OT, PT, surgeons, nurses, doctors. And nothing was resonating with me. So I was getting a little bit nervous because I was studying for my MCATs. And then one day my mom said, what about a chiropractor? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, I just had bad taste. Just that whole situation kind of rubbed. It just always was like negative feelings. So I ended up saying, fine. I Googled Etobicoke chiropractor. I called up a chiropractor in the area and I asked him, can I come shadow you? I'm trying to figure out my life, my career. He had never done anything like that before, but he said, you know what? Come be a new patient. So I'm sitting in the waiting room, there's a baby, there's a 90-year-old, there's an athlete, and then I go into the exam room and he talked to me for an hour about my life and how we can make changes, and then a full physical exam that was a neurological exam, an orthopedic exam, and then a treatment plan. And it was so this realm of like preventative care, of like not just being reactive to injuries, that's always resonated with me. And so I left there and I was like, what? So I knew that was exactly what I wanted to do. So I reluctantly wrote my MCATs. I was just like, I knew I wasn't going to med school. So I had a year off because I had missed the application dates for that following year after I graduated. And that year, that chiropractor actually took me under his wing. He brought me to seminars. And so it was a full year of just shadowing him and being with him before I started at chiropractic college. So yeah, that was kind of my journey, that I say sometimes if I didn't hurt my knees, I wouldn't be here with the clinic and doing what I'm doing. So sometimes it's the full circle of it.
Nice. No, that's interesting. And I'll tell you, I've actually spoken to quite a number of chiropractors for this show so far.
Yeah.
And almost everybody is driven into the field because of injury.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. And then you're exposed to it.
Specifically sports related injuries, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. So when did you open this clinic?
4 years ago. So I love like the pediatric and pregnancy world. We don't get a lot of exposure at school. So I was doing all these different courses while I was at school. And then a very nice chiropractor came up to me and she was just like, oh, I see you here all the time. And she actually was opening up, her name is Dr. Gina Gallo at Nourish Family Chiropractic. She was opening up her clinic while the same time I was graduating. And she had worked with pediatrics and pregnancy for about 10 years. So I was there for 4 years. And then 4 years ago, I opened up RISE Chiropractic and Wellness Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So the 4 years is a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
To have your own business.
Yeah.
Because you've gone over some humps and hurdles.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So can you describe a little bit about your typical patient?
Yeah. So I think being an athlete and playing on teams, I wanted a team environment. So there's 12 of us at the clinic. You have your massage therapist, acupuncture, physio, like anything you can name, we have at the clinic. A lot of the times, there's another chiropractor. Patients will come through to us first for the initial diagnosis. So they'll come in and we'll say, is this a mobility issue that my massage therapist or I have to take care of? Or is it a stability issue that my physio has to take care of? So they usually come in through the chiropractors and then we triage throughout the clinic. I'm lucky because I get to treat, I have my special, not really a specialty, but I treat babies in pediatrics, pregnancy, so I treat that. We see a lot of athletes, a lot of geriatric population, but yeah, pretty much all ages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, I didn't make the connection between chiropractic medicine and babies or pregnancy,
yeah.
But
yeah,
obviously
yeah, I treated
exists.
A bunch of babies today. That's
really?
That's fun
that's
part about
cool.
My job. I have a today was a 10-day-old, and then I had a 95-year-old lady yesterday.
No way.
Like, it's the range
oh, wow.
is, she drove herself, she goes to the gym every day. I love having her around. But yeah, for babies, I treat a lot of pregnant moms first.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, hey, if there's any issues breastfeeding, if there's any issues with milestones, I'm just there to see, is this a physical external issue or is there an internal issue? So I get to kind of see the outside.
Okay. I never would have expected that the chiropractor would do that type of work.
So no adjustments. There's no cracking. A lot of it is like little tiny holds. Like it's so gentle. But I had a baby this morning. She had, could not, I guess in utero, forceps vacuum, very traumatic birth, and she could not look to the right
yeah.
just because of everything. And so she was having a lot of trouble breastfeeding on the one side. Couldn't lay on her back, and then she started getting a flat spot on her back, on the back of her head. So this is where I kind of come in, and just like an adult with neck pain, they can't tell you. So I'm kind of there to just assess the body and to see, is there something physical that's in the way? And when I do find the beauty about babies is there's no, it's either they get better or they don't. So with an adult, there's so many more subjective things, like there's stress involved and people get really tense with stress. But with a baby, they only doing a couple things a day. So it's great that I do the treatment. They either get better or they don't, but it's so objective, which I like. And helping a baby is the best thing ever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be like the most fulfilling
thing.
Helping
baby helps family. Like they stop crying. They're eating better. They're thriving. So nothing
yeah.
in the world beats that.
Can you, okay. Can your work help babies to stop crying?
So I try to see, is there a stress involved? Because sometimes I have these babies that come in that are, if they can't turn and I go and they, you can see that it doesn't feel good. It's like an adult. If an adult came in and they sometimes kink their necks and can't look, it doesn't feel good. So a lot of times they're diagnosed with colic, which just means they cry a lot. But I try to be the answer for the crying. If there is a, so sometimes I get a baby, the external feels fine. They can move full range of motion. They're feeling good. Then it's probably something internal that I can't deal with. And I work with the pediatricians, write them doctor's notes. I'm trying my best to kind of get this
yeah.
out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And that must
yeah.
make you feel great that you're yeah. helping people feel better every
and,
day.
And no better group to market than when you help a baby and the mom life is easier and they just go and spread the word.
Oh,
so it
sure.
is, it's so rewarding. So it's like maybe 25 to maybe 20% of my practice just cause it's not so well known. And yeah, getting the word out like this is amazing,
yeah.
but yeah, it's 20% of my, but it is such a rewarding part of my practice
yeah, yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. You don't
yeah.
need to do podcasts. Just go
yeah,
fix
yeah.
a bunch of babies
exactly.
and tell them to tell their moms.
Exactly. Spread
then,
the word.
Yeah. Spread
yeah.
the word. That's
yeah.
great. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. I had no idea that chiropractors did that type of work. So
yeah.
thank you for
absolutely.
For sharing
yeah.
that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so you deal with all types of folks in the community because
yeah.
it's...
yeah, multidisciplinary. Yeah, and yeah, all ages, athletes. Yeah, all ages.
And you have different types of practitioners you mentioned at the clinic as well.
Yeah, we have 3 massage therapists and they all kind of have like their own style, which is great because then I can... also refer based on like, do you like deep tissue? Do you like it more medium tissue? Do you like cupping? So they all have their own technique. There's a physio, an acupuncturist, naturopath, a psychotherapist, a holistic nutritionist. I'm going down my list. And another chiropractor.
Wow.
Yes, there's 12 of us.
That's...
But it's great because when someone books in somewhere else, or I we'll tell them, hey, you need to go see the physiotherapist. I'll see that they book, and then I can give my physiotherapist the whole rundown, and then they can come, and we all kind of work together.
That's great. That's a very smart setup. So there's like constant communication. Yeah. Nothing is particularly siloed. You're taking like a big picture kind of holistic approach to healthcare.
Yeah. Awesome. I always really say good. Like the tools in a toolbox, like I have my set.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at my set, but then someone else is really good at the exercise portion. So I want everyone to kind of use their tools. And I know my limits on, I don't want to be kind of good at everything. I want to be really good at like diagnosing and then being able to refer, but then also, to have my team around me that's like awesome at what they, at what they're doing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for explaining that to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if folks who are watching this or listening want to find out more about the clinic, where should they go?
Yeah, so you can go to www.risechiropracticandwellness.com, and then on Instagram, Rise Chiro and Wellness, and that's it, yeah.
Nice.
Rise Chiro Wellness, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Vanessa.
Yes.
And thank you guys for joining us here on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great. Nice. Awesome.